Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of Elijah. Sort of winding everything down, and we're checking the various places in the New Testament where he is mentioned. Okay, he's mentioned by name. And so we saw in Matthew 16 several things that were happening in the life of Jesus. Jesus had asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? And they'd replied, hey, some say that you're John the Baptist, and others say that you're Elijah. There's the mention of the name. Others say Jeremiah, and some say some of the other prophets. But then Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, man, blessed are you, Peter, because flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. In other words, man didn't show that to you, but the Father in heaven revealed that to you. And upon that proclamation, upon that declaration, I'm going to build my church. And you know what? The gates of hell are not going to stand against it. So Jesus started telling about what was going to happen. He was telling the disciples that he's going to go to Jerusalem, that he's going to suffer many things from the religious leadership, the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, and he'd be killed, but that he would rise up after the third day. Well, Peter just said, no, Lord, God forbid it, no, which is always the funniest phrase, right? Can he really be Lord if you say no to him? Well, Jesus handled it in an adequate way. He said, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you're not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. So in that brief conversation, Peter went from one thing to the other. He was setting his mind on man's interest and not on God's interest. And then at the end of the chapter, we see Jesus tells him, it's going to cost you something. So here's verse 24, Matthew 16. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. So he's telling him, he said, here's what's going to happen. It's going to cost you something, but know this, I am going to return. He just told him that he was going to be killed and he was being raised from the dead, but he says, I'm going to return, and I'm coming in the glory of my Father with his angels, and then I'm going to repay every man according to his deeds. And he says, oh, by the way, some of y'all standing right here are not going to actually die until you see me coming into my kingdom. Well, boy, that was a rather cryptic kind of thing. Can you imagine? Until you continue reading the next chapter, it just continues flowing along. Chapter 17, verse 1. 6 days later, it says, 6 days later, verse 1 starts off, 6 days later. Well, 6 days later, after having said that right there that some would see, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. I sort of say jokingly, but I'm beginning to think there's more and more to this. I love the mountains. I love being in the mountains. I don't know why, but I think there may be something to it, biblically even. A lot of people love going to the beach. The beach is fine. We lived for years and years and years real close to the beach, okay? Real flat land, right? And the beach is fine. And you see Jesus at the beach. You see Jesus preaching to the people at the beach. You see Jesus providing food at the beach. You see Jesus where the people are at the beach. But you also see Jesus going off to the high mountain to be with the Father. You see Jesus going off to pray. You see Jesus taking these three right here and going to the high mountain by themselves. There's something about the mountains and being away from God. And actually, when you see what we call pagan gods, okay, that type of thing, which really aren't pagan, there are other gods. When you see those, there's a lot involved with the mountains there. So anyway, Jesus takes these three and he goes to the high mountain. Verse 2, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. Huh. That word for transfigured is metamorpho, the Greek word is, okay, where we get the idea of metamorphosis. His appearance was changed, okay? They saw him in his divine glory. They saw him in the way that he had just mentioned 6 days before that some would see him. So Jesus was transfigured before them. Verse 3, and behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Well, there you go. We know that Moses went up to the mountain because the Lord told him, today you will die. He goes to the mountain and he died. And that Michael came and fought with Satan over the body of Moses. You see that in Jude, in the book of Jude. So we know that Moses died. We know that Elijah was carried up. Okay, he was carried up by the chariots. So here's Moses and here's Elijah appearing to Jesus and talking with him. There's all sorts of conjecture as to why these two. You know, some say, well, Moses represents the law, Elijah represents the prophets. Well, that's fine. That may be what it is. But also, Moses was a prophet. You know, we don't know exactly why these two, other than the fact these were the two that the Lord sent. We do know that they're both alive, don't we? Well, can you imagine the reaction of Peter, James, and John? Well, you know, Peter's going to mouth it first, okay? Peter said to Jesus, verse 4, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. While he was speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed him, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. That is the reaction that you see when somebody hears the audible voice of God. Quite often you'll hear people say, well, God told me, and that's fine. You know, the Lord does speak to us in various ways, but they'll be speaking about that the Lord spoke to them audibly, how they carried on the conversation. It was just la-di-da-di-da, very lackadaisical. Uh-uh. You always see people falling on their face at the audible voice of God. I know a couple of guys personally that have actually heard the audible voice of God, and they confirm that. They say that's the reaction that you feel, okay? So they were terrified, verse 7. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, get up, do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. Don't you know that the fleshy side of Peter is just kicking himself, saying, why did I have to speak up? It's sort of like they took off after that. I feel sure James and John felt the same way too. But here we see that Moses, folks, is alive. Here we see Elijah is alive. Moses, the most humble man that ever lived. Elijah, a man just like us, appearing and talking with Jesus, giving a little foretaste of what is yet to come. Jesus actually tells them in the next verse, verse 9, as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. And then we talk a little more about Elijah right here, but we'll pick that up the next time. The disciples had a question about it, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you again.